The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
So the Buffs, the inbound, pressure being put on here by Bauer. And to throw it in here is going to be Deo. Deo gives it in for Cornell. Cornell jumper, banks it off the glass. Ball's inbounded. They're going to have to shoot a half corner. It's on its way. It is short. And a come-from-behind win by Elm Creek, banked in with 2 seconds to go by Claire Cornell.
Tonight, it's the finals of the girls' D110 sub-district from Kearney Catholic High School. High School Basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Anna Crane's going to block the attempt there of Sage Martin. And coming out of there with it will be Axtell, trying to go coast-to-coast. Sees it, Melama does, puts it up too strong. Ball deflected out into the hands of Schnell. She'll take a quick shot from seven and hit it. A 7-0 run by Axtell.
Tonight, it's a rematch of the Fort Kearney Conference as Elm Creek battles Axtell. Will the Wildcats go 2-0 against the Buffaloes, or will Elm Creek even the score? It's the girls' D110 sub-district finals coming up next, but for the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll take you live to Cope Gymnasium in Kearney Catholic with ESPN's Craig Eckert. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening. This is Craig Eckert from Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School, site of the final matchup in the Class D1 District 10 sub-districts, and it's Elm Creek against Axtell tonight. Elm Creek is 15-7 on the year, coached by Mike Ford. Axtell is 19-5. Kelly Cooksley is their coach. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, teams, in and off the court. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. And we are just a couple of seconds away from introductions on court. We'll take a quick timeout here and be back in a minute with our starting lineups. Right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS. Resources for enriching lives.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Axtell is 19-5 on the year, and they are standing next to their coaching staff and getting ready for the on-court pregame introductions. And our version of that is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. For the Axtell Wildcats, they will be starting Kit Wells at one of the point guard positions. Kit Wells is a 5'4 senior. Reagan Miller, a 5'6 sophomore. Hannah Kring, 5'10 and a senior. Season Melama, 5'9 and a sophomore. And Sophie Melama is a 5'10 sophomore. Methinks they must be twins. And Ashley Snell coming in off the bench, 5'4 and a sophomore. For the Elm Creek Lady Buffs, 15-7 on the year, they will be starting Hannah Robbins, Shelby Ferguson, Kenzie Deo, and Azia Orada. However, Claire Cornell, who is normally one of their better players, injured an elbow last night and she's wearing a sling, not her starting wraps tonight. And so we will pick up who her substitute will be. It would appear, and we'll get that on the starting lineups, it would appear that Sage Martin is going to start for her. Randy Bushcutter, who did the game two nights ago, says that Claire Cornell fell rather hard on her elbow and had to leave the game, never came back, and was questioning, as we talked in the pregame today, whether or not she would be able to make a start and an appearance in tonight's game. And apparently that is not going to be the case. She's only a freshman, but she's a heck of a ball player, and that will definitely hurt the Elm Creek Lady Buffs in tonight's contest. We're going to take that's your 5 points Bank starting lineup, brought to you by 5 points Bank, the better bank in Kearney, Grand Island, and Hastings. Let's take a 1 minute timeout here, and we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame report.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
So I guess what we ended up doing here is we returned to the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth at Kearney Catholic's Cope Coliseum is to bring you our first injury report, and that is the injury to Claire Cornell to her left elbow. And that will have a significant effect negatively on Elm Creek, and we'll talk about that later on. Injury report brought to you by New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgeries here on ESPN 1460 KXPN. Tip is controlled by the Wildcats, and they go over in the corner. On the right side to Melama, and she steps out of bounds, and Elm Creek will get the first benefit of the first turnover of this evening. Sage Martin, the young lady who is starting in place of Claire Cornell, has the ball taken away, and the Wildcats lay up and score. That's Kit Wells with her first 2 points and the first 2 points of the ball game. Full court pressure put on by Axtell. Again, the ball is batted away. Goes out of bounds. Last touched, however, by Axtell. Season Melama knocked it out of bounds, and so they continue with the pressure, falling into a half-court trap, three-quarter court pressure. Trying to break that is Hannah Robbins. Robbins does get it over to Mackenzie Deo, and the ball is thrown out of bounds. Last touched by Axtell, so Elm Creek will retain possession of the basketball as they go on offense and get into the forecourt for the first time tonight. Ball is dribbled by Hannah Robbins out on the point. Gives it off to Deo. Deo charges the basket up and good. Mackenzie Deo with her first 2 points of the evening, and it's tied up at two here, just underway in the D1 District 10 sub-districts being played at Kearney Catholic High School, Elm Creek and Axtell. And a travel is called against Axtell, as taking too many steps there was Season Melema. And again, pressure put on by Axtell on Elm Creek. Full court pressure. They trap it, then break the pressure. Sage Martin brings it down. And again, ball batted out of bounds. This time, Elm Creek will lose the ball to Axtell, and another turnover on the Elm Creek Lady Buffs. Lady Cats bring it down across half court now as man-to-man pressure is put on by Elm Creek, and now they get it under the basket, kick it back out, and lose the ball to Elm Creek. Pass down court. It goes to Martin. Martin back out top of the key, and a shot is taken and missed. Deo. It's still 2-2, 6:13 to go, first period. Loser goes home for the season. Not much in the way of wild card points for either of these teams. So the winner is going to take all. The loser calls it a season. Kring out on top, feeds down under the basket. Low post layup, no good by Melema. And now taking it all the way for Elm Creek and laying it up and in is Deo again. She has 4 points now, and it's 4-2, 5:42 remaining in the first. Axtell feeding low and losing control of the ball over there is Melema, and steps out of bounds. Elm Creek will take over. So several turnovers here in the early going, taking care of the basket. And the basketball in particular, obviously key here, and that's not easy when Axtell is putting full court pressure on Elm Creek. They break the pressure this time, and they get across to midcourt and then top of the circle as Robbins is hemmed in and ball batted away, taken away by Axtell. Bounce pass into the corner. Moving it around the other way for Axtell is Trampy, and she's going to get fouled. Jordan Popple at the line. First shot is good. 4-3 is the call, is the score. 5:07 on the clock. Second shot likewise good. And she's 2 for 2. Perfect from the line. Elm Creek keys the ball in, gets it down near between the circles. Back out to Martin. Martin works it around to Ferguson. Ferguson, left-hand dribble. Back to Robbins. Robbins again over to Ferguson. Ferguson bounce pass now on the right wing and driving to the baseline, being cut off, is Deo. Now she'll get it herself. Bounces one time, puts it up. Layup good. And Mackenzie Deo has all 6 points tonight. She's 3 out of 4 from the field. As Snell is now in the ball game, she has the ball and leaves it off for Melema. And a travel is going to be called on Axtell. So they pick up a turnover. And Hannah Robbins will put the ball in play. Ferguson will take the key in pass. 6-4, low scoring, 4:24 to go, first period in this sub-district game. D110 breaking it down for Elm Creek is Martin. And she'll get called for the travel and turn it back over to Elm Creek, or to Axtell, rather. Left-handed dribbler for Axtell is Jordan Popple. Between the circles, she goes to the right now and then leaves it off for Kring. Kring tries to go to the paint, gets cut off, and has to kick it back out to Trampy. Trampy's got nowhere to go with it. Now Snell, and she travels with it. So another turnover. This time on Axtell. A couple of the Elm Creek turnovers have been forced turnovers by virtue of that full court pressure. And others have been mental errors like the travel. Bounce pass now. He goes down to Martin. Martin puts it up. It's off the glass and no good. Offensive rebound by Elm Creek. Ball put up by Sage Martin again. And it doesn't fall. Stays 6-4 with 3:27 to go in the first period. On top is Axtell. And a foul is going to be called on Hannah Robbins. That's her first and the second team foul on Axtell. Bringing the ball in is Kit Wells. And she'll try to pass it over to Snell. It goes out of bounds, and Elm Creek will get the ball back. Substitutions coming in again now, and timeout is going to be called. Take a 30-second timeout. Your score is 6-4. Axtell in the lead. Back in a half minute.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
That was an Elm Creek timeout. And with 3:10 to go in the first period of play, it is the Lady Buffs trailing by 2 points, missing perhaps arguably their best player, Claire Cornell, with an elbow injury. She came down hard on that on Tuesday night, and it was doubtful she was going to play, and indeed she is not playing tonight. And so the troublesome trap by Axtell, giving Elm Creek some difficulties, they throw it out of bounds, and that will go back in favor of Axtell. Another turnover against Elm Creek, having a hard time handling that press. Here comes Axtell, bringing the ball down. Is Kit Wells, cross half court between the circles, leaves it off now for Snell. Snell on the wing, cutting across, penetrating, now back over to Wells on the right corner. Cross court and falling on the loose ball, Trampy, and they call a jump. And on alternating possessions, it'll turn over to Elm Creek. 2:37 as they key the ball in play. Deo takes it in and leaves it off for Ferguson. Ferguson has some trouble with the dribble. Finally get it down into the paint. Shot is up and good by Sage Martin. Her first two of the evening and the first 2 points scored by someone other than Deo. It's 8-4 now. Ball almost lost by Axtell as the Wildcats now passing it around, almost lose that pass. Kit Wells able to save it. To Trampy, kicks it back out in the corner to Snell. Her shot is up and no good, but an offensive rebound by Reagan Miller there. Good. Reagan takes it herself, puts it up, or to Wells rather, puts it up. It's no good, and the rebound is cleared away by Elm Creek. They got some numbers. 2-on-3, and the ball is taken away by Wells as Deo loses control of the dribble. So Axtell has it now over in the corner. Some tough defense on their end of the court for Elm Creek. They take it away, pull it up, fast break, and the ball is batted out of bounds. Areta had the ball batted away by Axtell, and so Elm Creek will retain possession down under their basket with a minute 21 to go in the first. Holding high is Ferguson. She gets the ball in to Areta. And now back over to Martin. Martin goes to the baseline. The ball is stolen away by Melama. And another turnover on Elm Creek. Melama leaves it off for Popple, and Popple now has to back out of the lane. And a whistle blows, and we've got a foul called on Elm Creek. That'll be the third team foul on the Lady Buffs, and the Wildcats will put the ball in play from the far court. Melama comes in. This is Sophie Melama coming in to the ball game now for the Wildcats. Pass in, top of the key, open shot, good. Nice heads up there by Reagan Miller, or rather Snell, who gets her first two of the evening, and it is now 8-6. Elm Creek takes it down, goes to the baseline. Oh, they kick it back out, and a shot is up and good by Sage Martin. And Sage has two baskets. She's 2 out of 4 from the field, and it's 10-6 in favor of Elm Creek. Axtell down on offense now. Will almost lose the ball. Snell saves it. Top of the key. This is a three, and it's good. And they're not going to count the basket. There was a foul on it. A foul off away from the ball. And so Elm Creek will get the ball. So that's instead of a three-point play, which would have brought Axtell within 1 point. They lose possession, but now quickly get it back. And Gettert will put the ball in play from near the scorer's table. And gets it over to Kring. Kring loses it out of bounds as the ball batted away out of bounds by an Elm Creek player. And Ashley Snell puts the ball in from the baseline. Goes deep to Kring. Kring puts it up from about 12 feet. It's no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball is blocked as she goes. Gets it again. And Hannah Kring fights for it and gets 2 points. It's 10-8 as we close out the first period of play with your score. Elm Creek 10, Axtell 8. Back in a minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Elm Creek will put the ball in play as we begin quarter number two here in the D110 sub-district final. Elm Creek battling full court pressure put on by Axtell the entire night. And they've suffered turnovers like the one just taken away by Reagan Miller. Takes it down all the way to the free throw line, puts it up and good. And Reagan has tied the ball game at 10. Just inside the beginning of the second quarter of play. Elm Creek, again, battling against full court pressure, and a foul is going to be called as Season Melima got too aggressive on that, and she's called for the foul. Not a shooting violation, so Elm Creek will simply put the ball in play, and I say that advisedly because nothing's simple here against this pressure. Robbins takes the key in pass. She's got it now between the circles. Works to her left. Gets it over to Ferguson. Ferguson now bounces, passes over to Deo. And Deo's shot is no good. And she is now 3 out of 5 from the field. Axtell comes back down on offense. Melima has it at the free throw line. Kicks it out on the wing. Shot is up and good by Sophie Melima. And that's her first 2 points. 12-10. It was a long two. And 6:55 to go until halftime. Elm Creek on offense. Deo puts it up. It is blocked. No foul call. Gets her own rebound. Now finally a foul is called after that first shot. And it'll be a shooting violation, and that will send Deo to the line. The foul is called on Melima. Sophie Melima this time, and the first shot is no good. So Deo is 3 out of 5 from the field and 0 for 1 from the free throw stripe right now. Clock at 6:49 till halftime. Second shot is good. And McKenzie has 7 points tonight. 7 of the 11 scored by Elm Creek. Axtell comes down facing some pressure, picked up at half court by Elm Creek, and a foul is going to be called under the basket. As fouled is one of the Wildcat go ball goes out of bounds. It's not a shooting violation, and putting the ball in play will be Snell. She goes deep out on the point and losing the dribble and turning it over is Poppel. Outlet pass, Deo, layup, good. And Deo has 9 points for Elm Creek as they retake the lead now, 13-12. Shot from the line, off the glass, no good. Recovering their own offensive rebound is Axtell, and they lose it quickly to Elm Creek, and a foul is called. Pop will put the ball up, and it was no good. It's still 13-12, and Axtell is now at the line. And Snell puts the ball up through the hoop. Good. And she has 3 points. And it's tied up at lucky 13. 6:14 to go until halftime. Second shot. Good. 14-13. And the Wildcats have the lead again. They put on pressure as Elm Creek facing that 2-1-2-2 zone as they come back and break it down. On the break is Areta, puts it up off the glass. It's no good, and the rebound is taken down by Axtell. Melama has it. She gets it over to Snell, back to Melama. Now the ball is kind of uncertain in the ball handling, and we're going to have a tie-up, and a timeout is going to be called. Back in 30 seconds, your score. Axtell in front of Elm Creek by 1, 14-13, back in a half minute.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
5:49 on the second quarter clock, and it's a one-point ball game as Axtell has a 14-13 lead on Elm Creek. The turnover situation is cleaned up a little bit here in the late going. A lot of turnovers in the first quarter. As Axtell puts the ball in play, the ball is stolen away. On a one-on-one break, layup goes off the glass, no good. Recovered by Elm Creek, and a foul is called. Under the basket, Hannah Robbins was fouled. And the foul is called on Axtell. Ball gets keyed in. Axtell picks it off, comes back down court. Shot is up from 3. Kit Wells makes the 3, and it's 17-14 in favor of Axtell. 5:17 until halftime. Again, pressure put on full court by Axtell. Elm Creek breaks it over in the right corner. A notion on a shot, and they finally work it back out front to Hannah Robbins, who puts it up. It's no good. Robbins gets the pass after the offensive rebound by Sage Martin. And now we've got another whistle. And a foul is called, I believe, on Snell. It is, and that is her first foul of the evening on for Axtell. Elm Creek puts the ball in play. Areta puts a shot up. It's no good. Rebound Axtell, cross half court. Wells, right side, feeds it down low. Ball is loose. Kring going for it. Finally, Elm Creek will come up with it. Outlet pass, layup, no good. Ferguson for Elm Creek had the break. Ball wouldn't fall, and she's at the line now for two shots. That foul was called on Melama, Sophie Melama, for Axtell. First shot is up and off the lip. No good for Ferguson. So Shelby is 0-for-1 from the line tonight. Back in for Axtell is Trampy. And Season Melama is back in as well. Miller still in there for Axtell. Second shot, no good. Tight game like that, those misses can add up. Here comes Axtell all alone putting it up and in. A slow roller in. Season Melama has 2 points, and it's 19-13. Axtell with that six-point lead. McKenzie over to Robbins. Robbins now between the circles into the corner. She goes again to Oreta, and a whistle blows. And we're going to have a non-shooting foul called against Axtell. And Shelby Ferguson will put the ball in play from the end line. 4:07 to go till halftime. 19-13, Axtell on top. Key in pass to Areta. She loses it out of bounds, and they just say she touched it, went out, and that'll turn it over to Axtell. Melama down court, gets it over to Popple. Popple on the wing. Now to Trampy. Trampy cuts across the free throw circle and leaves it off for Melama. Now they're back to Popple as they do a lot of passing and weaving through. And the ball goes up on a shot by Popple, and she is fouled in the act of shooting. And that'll send her to the foul line with 3:46 to go and a six-point lead for her Axtell Lady Wildcats. First shot is no good. She actually is 2-for-2 going into that shot. Now she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here's the fourth shot from the line for her tonight. It's good. And Jordan Popple has 3 points all from the free throw line. Elm Creek faces the pressure. Break it to Oreta. Oreta goes into the paint, and she'll get fouled as she goes for the layup. 20-13, and Areta can cut into that margin as she goes to the line for a couple, 1-1 actually. 20-13 is the score with 3:35 to go in the second. Reagan Miller comes back in now for Axtell, and Season Melama takes a seat. Kit Wells is also sitting out, and Areta does not get the front end of that. And it is Axtell's ball. Coming down, it's Miller back over to Popple. Popple on the wing to the right side, feeding to Snell in the paint, and she travels with it. Shelby Ferguson stood there for a moment like he was going to put the ball in play, and then Hannah Robbins came over. She'll get the key and pass from Robbins. Axtell falls back now out of that pressure, and Elm Creek gets down on the offensive zone. Shot is put up off the glass and no good. Follow shot, though, by Sarah Shelby Ferguson is good. And it is now 20-15, a 5-point Axtell lead. Coming down on offense, working the ball over on the right wing. It goes to Reagan Miller. Then she gets it back over to Popple. Popple at the top of the key is met by Robbins. Has to back off. Goes over to Trampy. Trampy working to her right now between the circles. Good defense by Robbins, not allowing the penetration or the shot. Popple now has it. Going over on the right wing to Reagan Miller. Back over to Popple. The shot is up, and it's no good. And she is 0-for from the field on two shots. On the rebound after that shot, a little dust up under the basket results in a foul. And the foul is called on Rollins called, I think, on... Foul is called on Areta. Okay. And the first shot taken by the person who was fouled, Hannah Kring, is good. 21-15. Half dozen point lead again for Axtell. They've led most of the way tonight. Several lead changes, but most of the time now, as the second shot goes through, for Hannah Kring, who's perfect at the line now, two for. And again, Axtell goes back to a little bit of pressure, falling back quickly as Ferguson breaks across half court, goes into the corner, bounce passes intended for Areta, and she's tied up nicely there by Sage Martin. Martin starting in place of Claire Cornett, who suffered an elbow injury on her left elbow on Tuesday night and is in street clothes sitting next to her coach this evening. And they miss her, but they're hanging in there in good shape with a seven-point lead. Or a seven-point deficit, I should say. Ball goes out of bounds, and Axtell will turn it over now to Elm Creek. McKenzie back over to Robbins, back to McKenzie. And we got a walk, and Elm Creek turns it back over. Down by seven, missing your best player. You got to make sure that you're not turning it over on mental errors, and that one clearly was. Ball comes into play to Axtell. And Trampy has it between the circles, feeding down under the basket. Tries to turn and lay it up off the glass as Melama does not go, and Elm Creek comes down with that clean rebound. Minute and a half to go till halftime, 22-15. Axtell is on top. And now Deo fakes the shot, tries to go to the baseline, back out, and a long two is no good by Martin. And on the rebound, the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Axtell, so Elm Creek will get the ball in. Minute 17 to go. Robbins with the key in reception. Gets it over to McKenzie between the circles. Left-handed dribble goes to the left side. And he's cut off there, almost losing the ball, is Martin. Just be careful not to step back into the back court. And a ball knocked out of bounds is going to go the other way. This time, Elm Creek last to touch it. And Jordan Popple checks into the ball game for Axtell. And Snell comes back out. A seven-point lead for the Lady Cats with 58 seconds to go in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. I think we may have, I don't know for sure, but I think we may have a wrestling recap from the state in Omaha by Doug Duda during our halftime report as well. Trampy has the ball, tries to feed down underneath, cut off, back to Trampy, puts it up, off the lip, no good. Finally, on her own rebound, second shot, Samantha Trampy puts it up, and it's good. And a 24-15 lead for Axtell, continuing with the pressure. Breaking it herself, Areta with a layup. It is off the glass, no good. Coming back the other way. Popple has the rebound. And a foul is going to be called. As Areta reached in and tried to get the ball away from Popple, who will now go to the line for a 1-1 for Axtell, trying to extend on a 24-15 lead. Areta came down hard at the, on the court. She'll sit down for a while here, probably for the remainder of the 22 seconds here. There's Popple's first shot. It is no good. Follow shot, however, by Hannah Kring is good, and she has 6 points now and a 26-15 lead for Axtell. 12 seconds to go in the half. Elm Creek with the ball. Down under, feeding to McKenzie. Off the glass, good. Shelby Ferguson. That's 4 points for her. And at the buzzer, a three-pointer goes up, and it is good for Axtell. Holy smokes. Popple with a three at the buzzer, and it's 29-17. Wow. Let's take a two-minute timeout here. We'll be back with Robetta Sanitation Halftime Report here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 AM and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Don't worry if it's cold outside. You can check your bank accounts from the comfort of your easy chair with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our mobile app lets you check balances, transfer funds, or pay bills on the go. Banking has never been easier with Nebraska Land National Bank. Stop by today to talk with a personal banker to see how we can serve you, no matter what the temperature is outside. We'll go anywhere with you.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Member FDIC.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It is now the Ravenna Sanitation halftime. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find Ravenna Sanitation in your yellow pages. It's a 29-17 lead, a margin that has been increased only in the last couple of minutes of play here, as Axtell has been able to build on a small one-point lead and then began to pull away a bit. They certainly have done their bidding as far as forcing turnovers on Elm Creek in the pressure situation. They've gone with a full court trap, and it has resulted in a number of turnovers on Elm Creek, and that's one of the seeds to success for tonight's ball game. That is, how will Elm Creek adjust in managing that full court pressure on a consistent basis? They've broken it a little bit more here in the second quarter, but in the first quarter they did not do well in penetrating that full court pressure put on by the Axtell Lady Cats. Seeds to success brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weeches. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success. That's one of the seeds to success, is coping with that Axtell full-court pressure. Let's take a look at some of the scoring for the Elm Creek Lady Buffs. At the end of the first half of play, Sage Martin, who started for the injured Claire Cornell. Now, Claire Cornell, in the regular season, had 251 field goal attempts, 251 shots, and 112 field goals made. So they're losing a lot of point productivity there. Claire Cornell, as we mentioned, went down on her elbow in a tough fall on Tuesday night. It's unclear as to whether or not she would be able to play tonight, and indeed she is sitting next to her coach Mike Ford on the bench in street clothes. She's only a freshman, but she's a heck of a ball player, and it's unfortunate that when her team needs her in the final, that she's unable to answer the call, and I'm sure nobody feels worse about that than Claire Cornell, but she's there leading the cheers for her Lady Buffalo teammates as well. So 4 points for Sage Martin, 4 points for Shelby Ferguson. There are 8, 9 points on the board, courtesy of Mackenzie Deo. And it is Oreta with no points and 0 for 2 from the field. And that's the way things shape up here at the 29-17, 17 points for Elm Creek. We'll take a break, and I'm going to take a look at the scoring for the Axtell Lady Cats, and a spectacular three-point shot hit at the buzzer by Jordan Popple, who added 3 extra points. I'm not sure anybody in the Coliseum tonight was looking for it. 29-17. We'll take a look at Indianville scoring right after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
The game is just more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney. Follow the Huskers and the rest of college basketball, as well as the NBA, on one of their 23 high-definition televisions, including 2 huge HD projection TVs. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids' menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Check out the bullpen and a new addition for even more fun. Basketball is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks, Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating has several certified plumbers on staff that can take your call quickly. Projects like new construction, renovations, remodeling, higher efficiency equipment upgrades, backflow prevention, retrofits, and everything in between. Day or night, they will gladly accept your emergency call. For over 60 years, Anderson Brothers is the place to call for plumbing.
Call 308-236-6437 or 995-4481 today.
I'm a Ford guy. My dad was a Ford guy, and so was my dad's dad. But more to the point, I'm a Crossroads Ford guy. The pickup my dad used to teach me to drive came from Crossroads. The Ford my son will learn to drive comes from Crossroads, too. Why have I stuck by them? Because they've stuck by us. From regular maintenance to the repairs when the driving lessons don't go very well, Crossroads has earned our trust. Their family has always taken care of our family. Small enough to know you, big enough to help. Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
All right, here's your individual scoring right now for Axtell with their 29 points. 6 of those came from Hannah Kring, who had 2 from the field and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Jordan Popple had a 3-pointer at the very end at the buzzer, tallying her 6 points in the first half. Samantha Trampy with 2 points. Reagan Miller with 2. Kit Wells with 5 points. It's a 29-17 lead for the Axtell Wildcats here at the half. From the Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School for this District 10 championship game. We'll take a 1-minute timeout and be back with the start of the second half right after this.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
And we are back at the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast point here After halftime, and Axtell keys the ball in. They work it around under the basket. Shot is up and good. And quickly, Season Melama has two more points as they expend their lead on Elm Creek. The Lady Buffs come down, almost lose the ball. The ball goes out of bounds. Who touched it last? And they say it's going to be Elm Creek ball. As they go, switch ends, go the other way. Ball is put in play to Hannah Robbins. Robbins over to Dio. And now back out to Areta. Top of the key. Robbins again. Works it to her right. Leaves it off to Dio in three-point land. Now she doesn't have a notion on a shot. Looking for somebody on the left wing. Areta has it. She's being picked up. And now back out to Dio. And Dio on the right side of the circle is fouled. And Elm Creek will set the ball in motion from the far sideline. Ferguson puts the ball in play, and Hannah Robbins takes the inbound pass. Dio tries a three, and she is a little long on it. Rebound taken down by Areta, and a foul is called on Axtell. So no points, but Elm Creek gets another quick foul on their opponents. And two fouls quickly in the second half on Axtell. Ferguson puts the ball in play, and it goes over to Robbins. Robbins back under the basket. Areta puts it up. It's no good. Rebound is free. And taken finally. And the outlet pass is stolen by Shelby Ferguson, who puts it up for two. And it's a 31-19 ball game. Axtell down in the corner. Shot is up and no good by Reagan Miller. Rebound Elm Creek. Ferguson has it. Gets it over to Martin. Martin to Dio. From the side of the circle, puts it up and good. Mackenzie Dio with two more. And it's 31-21, a 10-point ball game now, as Elm Creek showing some signs of life here in the second half. And a shot layup attempt, no good by Hannah Kring. Elm Creek pulls it down. Dio loses the dribble, and it's going to be Elm Creek ball as Axtell knocked it out. And Ferguson puts it in from the end line with 6:03 to go in the third. 31-21, Elm Creek trying to battle closer in that 10-point deficit. Inbounds pass and a shot taken by Martin. Back out to Dio. Dio from the corner, it's no good. Again, ball is loose. There's a tie-up, and let's see who's going to get it here. Going to go in favor of Elm Creek. Clock at 5:51, quarter three, 31-21. Elm Creek trailing Axtell by that 10-point margin. Robbins has the ball in play, goes inside the timeline, right side of the circle. Now feeds to Areta underneath, and she overran the shot, traveled with it, turns it back over now to Axtell. The Lady Cats, Snell, on the end line will put the ball into Papa, who had a beautiful three-point at the buzzer shot that gave Axtell a 29-17 halftime lead. Popple, back and forth dribble, now goes near the paint, leaves it off for Melama. Back to Popple, toward the baseline, she's fouled. And that foul is called on Hannah Robbins. And that, they say, is Hannah's third foul. Shot is up and good by Hannah Kring. And it's 33-21. Pressure put on again by Axtell. And breaking it, and as she does, is fouled. Robbins being fouled, and so Elm Creek will set the ball in play. Three fouls in the second half against Axtell. Elm Creek now with the ball. Martin dribbles one way, gives it off to Areta. Can't get the shot up. Ball is recovered by Dio on the offensive rebound. Ferguson goes to the right side. All herself tries to go in the back door and now bounces it out to Areta. Ball is loose, and a jump is going to be called. Sage Martin and Samantha Trampy tied up. And on alternating possessions, Axtell will get the ball. Reagan Miller comes back in for Axtell. Kit Wells is back into the ball game. Snell will put the ball in play from the end line. Taking a seat now is Sophie Melema for Axtell. Axtell between the circles. It's Reagan Miller over to Wells. Wells hemmed in, now gets it over in the corner left side. Shot is up and no good by Popple. And the rebound is pulled down by Elm Creek. Ferguson across the half court. Robbins, Dio, Robbins out front. Feeding in the paint to Areta. Areta gets it over to Ferguson. Ferguson has no shot, pulls it back out. Now over to Areta. Shot is up, off the lip, no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot is blocked again, puts it up again, no good. And it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Axtell ball. Good effort there by Areta. Axtell comes up with it, though. And it'll be Melema putting the ball in play. Snell comes to the sideline, takes a seat on the bench. Kit Wells takes the inbound pass and goes across half court, untouched, to Popple, left corner. Miller deeper in the corner, back out to Popple now on the wing. Holds high, feeds down low, back out corner shot, right side or left side. Shot is up and good by Reagan Miller. And it's 36-21. Again, Axtell putting pressure on. They break it to Dio. Dio lays it up, and it is good. Mackenzie Dio has 4 points here in the second half, and a timeout is going to be called by Axtell. 3:13 to go in third. 36-23, Axtell on top. Back in 1 minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Back after the Nebraska Land National Bank timeout. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank member FDIC as the Wildcats key the ball in play. Melema takes the key in pass from Popple. Now back to Popple as they cross into the forecourt. Popple doing some nice dribbling as the ball batted away. She touched it last as she went sprawling. And with 3:01 to go in the third, it's 36-23 and Elm Creek gets the turnover. Robbins, cross half court, switch hand dribble on the left side of the circle. Back over to Ferguson. Ferguson tries to get it to Dio, batted away, goes out of bounds. I think it's going to be, I thought it was going to be Lady Buff's ball, but the Wildcats come up with it. And from the far sideline, Season Melema will put the ball in play to Snell. Snell getting Harris there at half court, almost stepped into the forecourt or the back court, which would, of course, have been a turnover. Down underneath the basket on the feet, Hannah Kring puts it up and good. And it's 38-23. And this is getting away from Elm Creek a little bit. Robbins forward to Dio. Dio lays it up. The ball is blocked, and she gets her own rebound. And the shot is good by Mackenzie Dio, and she's got 6 points here in the third period, 38-25. Popple tries a long one. Got a whistle and a traveling call against Axtell. And Elm Creek will get the ball back. Axtell will not give ground willingly, however, as they stay in a press. They got one person there. That's Reagan Miller on Hannah Robbins trying to get the key in pass. They do succeed in that. And they continue the pressure back over to Robbins again. Now across half court. Switch hand dribble goes to the left side. DiDio shot is up and it's off the lip. No good. Rebound is pulled down by Reagan Miller. Miller to Milima. To Snell. To the baseline. She's cut off. Gets it back out. The shot is up and no good by Hannah Kring. But she's fouled. And Hannah will go to the line for two. The foul is called on Dio. And that is her second of the evening. Shot by Kring is good. And she is 3 for 3 from the free throw line. And it's 39-25. 14-point lead for Axtell. She has been using full court pressure or a version of same most of the evening. Second shot is no good. And it's 39-25 again. Ball fought for, almost taken back by Axtell. Elm Creek comes down with it. Ferguson has the ball batted away, and I think she was fouled there. I think she was fouled by Wells. And that is Kit Wells' second foul. Four team fouls on Axtell here in the second half. Ball batted away by Wells. She takes it to the hoop herself. Layup good. Kit Wells with 2 points here in the third period. And a total of 7 on the evening. So the Wildcats continue their tenacious pressure. Ferguson with the ball now is met by two people as they fall in on the trap. And a turnover called against Elm Creek. I think that was a walk. And the Wildcats get to put the ball in play over on the wing, and now in the right corner it goes to Popple. Back out to Reagan Miller. Shot is off the glass, up and good. And Reagan Miller has 5 points in the third period, and it's 43-25. Axtell in command here late in the third quarter. Blocking foul is called against Axtell. And so Elm Creek will soon be in a bonus situation here as Axtell has 5 team fouls. 40 seconds to go, third period. Dio inside between the two circles. Gets it over to Martin. Ball is taken away by Miller. Reagan Miller with the near layup. It's no good. Her own rebound. She's fouled. And it'll be a 2-shot violation, and Reagan Miller will go to the line. Reagan Miller has 5 points here in the second half. She had 2 in the first. And this is her first trip to the free throw line. 24 seconds to go in the third. And the first shot by Miller from the free throw line is good. And so she has a total of 8 points on this evening in the D110 championship game. Would appear that the loser here, by all accounts, will end their season, neither team having enough wild card points to weather the storm through a loss tonight. Down court, shot is over to Taylor Goddard. And Gennard, I believe it is, puts it up, and it's good. 44-27. Now Popple from 3. It's no good. That was the second period in a row where she had the last shot. That one did not fall, and it's 44-27 at the end of 3 in favor of Axtell. And we're back in a minute here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Quarter four underway as Elm Creek keys the ball in. Robbins to Martin to Gettert. Feed down low. Ball is mishandled and retained by Elm Creek, however, as they get it back out to Robbins. Robbins into Martin, back out to Robbins. Now Martin has it in the left corner, bounces once, goes into the paint. She's fouled on the shot. Sage Martin, who is starting tonight in place of the injured freshman, Claire Cornell. And her shot is good. So she is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe. And has a total of 5 points tonight. Axtell down on offense near the paint, then cut off to Snell in the corner. Back out front, it goes to Sophie Melema. Now to Popple. Popple tied up by Elm Creek in the corner. Melema back out to Popple in the lane, puts it up, and it falls. Wasn't pretty, but it counts for two. And Popple has 8 points on the evening, 46-28. Elm Creek, Martin puts it up off the glass, goes a little too strong, but she's fouled in the act of shooting, and she'll go back to the line for the second consecutive possession. 1-for-2 last time out. 18-point lead for Axtell, 46-28. 6:49 to go in the game. Shot number one, good. And she's now 2 out of 3 here in the third period from the charity stripe. 46-29 as she bounces the second attempt. Here goes, and it's rims in and out. And the rebound is fought for, and last touch by Axtell as it goes out of bounds. So Elm Creek will have more life in this particular possession. Down by 17. Bounce pass in. Turnaround. Good by Martin. Sage Martin with 4 points here in the fourth period, 46-31 now. Axtell over in the corner to Miller. Miller back out to Melamon. Her shot is up and good. And they give her two points on that. And a timeout is going to be taken here by Axtell. It'll be a full two-minute timeout, so we're back in two. Your score, Axtell 49, Elm Creek 31.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication.
Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Wells puts the ball in play to Malema, back over to Wells in the corner. Her shot from inside the stripe is no good. Sage Martin playing a great fourth quarter here. Gets the ball, then loses the dribble. And Reagan Miller comes down with it. Over in the corner to Malema. Back out to Miller. And again, aggressive play by Elm Creek. And Ferguson bats the ball away. Axtell touched it last. It goes out of bounds. And Elm Creek is set up here with a possession of 6 minutes to go, down by 49-31. An 18-point deficit can be done, but it's not easy. Gettert has it over on the right side. Now to Ferguson, penetrating the lane, loses the dribble, picked up by Wells. Layup, no good. A little strong on the glass. Fala, however, is good by Hannah Kring. And it's 51-31, and now the deficit at halftime is expanded to a full 20 points, 51-31. Axtell continues unrelenting on full-court pressure. And again, Elm Creek has a hard time getting it down, but they get it out to Dio, and she cans it for 3 points. And Mackenzie Dio has 9 points in the second half, adding to her 9 points in the first. Now Axtell coming down the other way, and Season Melema puts it up for a long two, and it's 53-34. And again, a full timeout back in a minute here with Axtell, 53, Elm Creek 34 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Ferguson to Robbins, back to Robbins. And she's tied up. Ball is batted away, and they're going to give it to Axtell. With 4:48 to go in the ballgame. Lady Cats put the ball in play. Snell, left-handed dribbler, goes across half court, picked up by Robbins. Hemmed in there. Now she gets it over to Melema. Melema again picked up by Robbins this time, and she'll get called for a foul. Season Melema being fouled by Robbins will put the ball in play from the far sideline in front of the Axtell faithful. Good turnout by both Axtell and Elm Creek tonight. At the Kearney Catholic Gym, Cope Coliseum. Craig Eckert here, live from the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast point in the gym. Ball loose, then finally saved by Popple over to Melema. She loses it out of bounds, and Ferguson will key the ball in for Elm Creek. A turnover on Axtell there. Snell picking up on the full court pressure on Robbins. Gets it over to Dio. Down court to Areta. Areta, right side of the circle. Ferguson, Dio, three, no good. Trampy with the Trampy with the rebound. Outlet to Melama. Melama loses the dribble, and there's a tie-up over in the corner. And the possession arrow says it goes back to Elm Creek. 3:50 in the game to go, 53-34. Axtell appears to be on their way to win this District 10 D1 Sub-District Championship Tournament. And Martin puts it up and good for Elm Creek. Sage Martin has 6 points in the second half. Snell saves the ball on the errant outlet pass. And now Popple has the ball in the corner. And a quick timeout is taken by Kelly Cooksley. 1 minute timeout. Back after this. 53-36. Axtell on top of Elm Creek.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
3:25 to go in this ball game. From the Nebraska Land National Bank after that timeout. Reminder, the Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC, local people, local decisions, local ownership. Here comes the key in pass from Axtell to Snell. Into the paint, shot is up, a little shy. Gets her own rebound, saves it. Picked up by Sophie Melama. Now seasoned Melama has it between the circles. And she works it to her right. To Kit Wells, they're in no big hurry here. Bounce pass at the free throw line to Snell, back out to Melama. And back out to Wells. Back in to Sophie Melama. And now to Season Melama. At half court, she's trapped by a couple of Lady Buffs. Over now to Wells. Wells to Melama. Over on the right side, just inside the timeline now, and they hem her in before she could drive the baseline. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called, I believe, on Sage Martin for Elm Creek. And that is her first foul of the evening. 53-36, Axtell has the lead and the ball. They put the ball in play. Melama, corner shot, good. They give her three. Season Melama with a tray and 7 points here in the fourth quarter. Ball is batted away and a travel is called against Axtell as they took the ball away from Elm Creek, and the Lady Buffs are going to get it right back. Ferguson to Robbins. Robbins switch hand dribble to the left side. Now Dio has it, 3 point, good. And Mackenzie Dio has her second tray of the fourth quarter. And a total of 12 points in the second half plus the 9 earlier. So she's got a 21-point night going for her. She picks up an errant ball and loses it back over to Sophie Melama. And Axtell, with a minute 36 to go in the ball game, 56-39 in control. Elm Creek still fighting for the last seconds of this 2014-2015 basketball season. A layup by Snell is no good. Dio pulls it down, takes it all herself across half court. Ball is batted away. She needs some help. Gets it from Higgins. Now back over to Ferguson. Ferguson at the baseline. No good, but Oreta comes up with the follow shot. And it falls, and a timeout is immediately taken by Mike Ford of Elm Creek. And so we'll take 30 here. Your score, 56-41. Axtell on top of Elm Creek.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. With a minute 9 to go in this one. And as we said, or been told, that the loser of this ball game, in this apparent case, Elm Creek, of course, will end their season. Not enough wild card points to continue on in the basketball season. Axtell brings it down. Shot goes up, no good. Follow shot rims in and out. And the rebound by Elm Creek, and a foul is going to be called against Axtell. And a minute straight up. The foul is called on Hannah Kring. And that is her third personal foul of the evening. 8 fouls on Axtell here in the second half. Areta will go to the line. For the second time, she's 0 for 1. Now she is 1 for 2 and qualifies for the bonus. And the second shot is good. 56-43. 1 minute to go. Pressure put on by Elm Creek, broken by Axtell as Reagan Miller takes it to the hoop and is fouled. Reagan Miller is a 1 for 1 from the free throw line. Robbins gets a nice hand from the Elm Creek faithful as she's replaced by Justine Bauer. And Reagan Miller at the line. Shot is no good. And so she is 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and she'll get another shot. And that's no good either. 52 seconds to go as Elm Creek pulls down the rebound. Ferguson has it near the baseline, puts it up, and the shot is blocked. A jump ball is called, a clean block. Nice block there by Sophie Melema. And Axtell gets it on the possession arrow with 47 seconds to go in this one. Now full court pressure put on by the Lady Buffs. Broken to Wells. Wells to Popple. Popple. Trampy. Now Popple has it in the corner just outside the timeline. Back out front between the circles. It goes to Wells. And the ball is batted away. We've got a foul called, I believe, on Elm Creek's Sage Martin. And she has her second foul of the evening. With 26 seconds to go, we have a whole bunch of substitutions here. 5 fresh players come in for Axtell. Chelsea Gerinder comes in for Elm Creek. Zoe Dahlgren is in for the Wildcats, as is Caitlin Cowan. Wells at the line, standing way deep. Another substitute in the ball game is Emmy Nickel. As the shot goes up by Sage Martin, no good. Follow shot by Dio from a long 2 is no good. 8 seconds to go, and all Axtell's got to do is stop and hang on to it, and they got this ball game. And that's what happens, and they do, and it's 56-43, the final score. And Axtell wins this sub-district Sub-District 10 D2 round, D1 round. And we'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with the post-game wrap-up on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio 1460 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The three L's of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our five Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All right. Final score again, 56-43. Axtell defeating the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And let's get you some individual scoring here as we wrap things up on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary, no matter the activity. New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today at New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And the story that evolved, the story that maybe wasn't as big an impact as it could have been, is the fact that one of the top players for Elm Creek, Claire Cornell, had an elbow injury, and she sat out. I'm going to pause this recap here and welcome Kelly Cooksley, who is our winning coach tonight. Coach, congratulations.
That was a fun one. But, you know, the Elm Creek girls, a ton of effort. Mike Ford and Coach McCullough did an excellent job of getting them prepared without their best player. I hope that, she gets better. You know, she's an outstanding player, and it would have been nice to see what this game would have been like if she could have played. But I'm happy to get out here with the win and get one more.
You played these guys before. Did they handle your press better last time?
The first time we had 29 turnovers, and I think the second time we were in the mid-30s. So, you know, we had something to pride ourselves on. And
I'm always fascinated by talking to a coach that does the pressure. I mean, it's a mess for the other guys that they can't pick up on.
Yeah, and we, you know, we have two or three different things that we use to take away some things that different teams might do and stuff. But, I'm just really excited for the way we finally finished. I wasn't happy at the end, though. We didn't really take some bad shots and stuff. But yeah. I don't care. We're moving on. We're going to run away to get to Lincoln, and that's what matters.
So what's your prep now?
I don't even know if it's running out of the game, but, Blue is favorite to rest, and if we have to play one more, an outstanding basketball team, and it's going to take a gargantuan effort for us to maybe get him out. But I believe in these kids. I think that they can do some good things.
What's been the key for you this year to have such a good winning record?
I think our kids have bought into the pressure and working hard. And, to learn that kind of stuff, you have to be in really good shape. And you have to be willing to lay on the line for your teammates and hustle all over the place. And just, that's one thing that we've really battled into since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it is. I mean, there's a lot of, not only is there fatigue that sets in, but there's a lot of contact out there on that.
Oh, yeah. And it's something that makes us a little better, I think, playing through contact on the other end because we never practice with it and stuff. And, but like I said, it's something that we have to do to be pretty good. And so far, it's worked out so well.
Congratulations again. Thanks for taking the
time. Thank you, Coach.
All right, Kelly Cooksley, the head coach of the winning Axtell Lady Cats here. And they laid down tremendous full court pressure all night long. And whether it's D1 girls basketball or D1 collegiate men's basketball, if you are able to execute full court pressure and maintain that kind of poise all game long and make that pressure effective, as Axtell did tonight against Elm Creek, then hats off. I mean, that is a game plan not for the faint of heart to execute, not only if you're the coach that institutes the full court pressure, but also the coach that has to somehow respond to that. But there were a tremendous number of turnovers in the first half. A number of those caused by the, and you're going to have to, you're going to have a gimme on a lot of the turnovers being called by the caused by that pressure, which means you really can't make a lot of mental errors on your own. And Elm Creek did make a few errors and added to their turnover count. Tell you what, let's take a timeout here, and we'll recap the individual scoring as we continue our post-game report brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
56-43, Axtell beat Elm Creek in the District 10 D1 Sub-District Championship tonight. And let's take a look at some of the individual efforts here. Mackenzie Dio had a great night from the field, 21 points, had a great second half with 12 of those 21 coming in the second half. Sage Martin, who was given the task of starting in place of Claire Cornell, did a fine job. Sage Martin had 10 points. She's a good player anyhow. The point is you still have to make up for the other points that the young lady, Claire Cornell, who had her elbow injured on Tuesday night, made, because together they are an item. And Sage picked up 10 points, but the injury certainly did not aid in Elm Creek's cause tonight. 2 points for Taylor Godet. Shelby Ferguson had 6 points, and Oreta had 2 points, both from the free throw line. 43 points total for the Elm Creek Lady Buffs. For Axtell, rising now to 20 wins and 5 losses on the year, and Elm Creek falling now to 15-8. But 20 wins and 5 losses for Kelly Cooksley's Lady Cats from Axtell. Kit Wells had 7 points. Reagan Miller had 8. Samantha Trampy had 2 8-points for Jordan Popple. And maybe the most spectacular one she had was at the close of the half, at the buzzer, a 3-pointer from about half court. She ended up with 8 points, 12 points for Hannah Kring, 4 for Ashley Snell, 11 points for Season Melama, and Sophie Melama had 2 points as Axtell mounted 56 points in this game to 43 for Elm Creek. So it's on to district championship play, and one more win, and it's on to Lincoln, potentially for Axtell, or their opponent, I'm sure, will have that game on one of our Platte River radio stations. This time of year, it shakes out different ways based on locations and programming schedules, because games are all times and all places. And speaking of which, Doug Duda, of all places, is in Omaha with the state wrestling tournament. Then we're going to hear a report from him, and we're going to close it out from here, from the Nebraska Land National Bank broadcast booth inside Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic. This is Craig Eckert for my producer, Jeff Ekstrom, back at the studios. Thanks for listening, and have a great evening.
Good evening once again from the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. We are on to the quarterfinal round of Classes B and C of the 2015 State Wrestling Tournament. Let's update you on where we are. Starting in Class B, for Adams Central, Jacob Kubicka lost in the first round. Nolan Berry lost in the quarterfinals 4-2. Mark Zesker, a winner. He's on to the semifinals 11-3. Kendall Oberheide still to go. Peyton Broderick and Tyler Ziegler lost in the first round. For Grand Island Northwest, Brian Haynes and Devin Schmidt lost in the first round. Everyone else made the quarters. Carson Sock lost 13-2. Austin Cooper was a winner 4-38. Josh Reimers from Grand Island Northwest just finishing up his match, and it looks like he is going to be defeated in that match, as Reimers is down 11-6 with just 15 seconds to go. Ty Johnson is on his match as well. It looks like Ty is going to hang on and win in the quarterfinal round. Bailey Dishman and Dane Jarrow still to go. For Holdridge, Devin Longston is into the semifinals. Quentin Hayden lost in the quarterfinals. Colgrib, Tristan, Chase Christensen still to wrestle in the quarters. Edgren, Titus, and Wilkie have been defeated in the first round. For Aurora, Tanner Wanch and Craig Hudeberg on to the quarterfinal round. For Lexington, your first round winners were Moises Garcia, Dakota Hernandez, and Jose Ayala. Garcia loses by pin in 4:38. Dakota Hernandez wins 15-8. If we don't give Ayala, he hasn't been up yet. For Cozad, Jacob Hoffman, Jacob Hoffman and Brian Messersmith are on to the semifinal round. Griffiths and Durr lost in the first round. And for Gothenburg, Trevor Holly lost in the first round. Bryce Larson and Jaden Miller lost in the quarters. For Class C, Eric Pacheco is on to the semifinals, winning by pin and the quarters at 12-5. Ty Conley and Joseph Feldner lost in the first round. Feldner in overtime. Josh Pukacher of Central Catholic lost in the first round for Gibbon. The winners in the first round were Vinny Pearson, Colton Brown, and Ozzy Rodriguez. Vinny Pearson lost by a pin in the quarters, but Colton Brown able to advance on. Ozzy Rodriguez still to come. The score by Brown was 9-2. For St. Paul, Tyler Cunningham and David Gross are on to the semifinals. For Centura, Bailey Brown was the only first round winner, had a 6-2 lead, but then end up getting turned and pinned. 5:47 to go. For Wood River, Wyatt Allen saw his undefeated season come to an end for the second straight year at state. 4-2 in overtime in the quarters, and Matt Rojas lost by a pin at 5:08. Kalen Garrett, the only first round winner for Donovan Trumbull. For Ord, Cade Swoboda is on to the semifinals with a 6-2 win. Clinton O'Neill lost in the quarters. Peyton Leach and Brennan Leach in the first round. Arcadia Loop City's Wyatt Lane back to the semis. The defending champ has a chance to defend. Thomas Spilnick lost 11-1. Herbert Hovey Harubi lost in the first round. For Shelton Kennesaw, Jack Duffy lost 6-3 in the quarters. Montanez lost in the first round. Austin Olson of Minden lost in the quarters 16-4. Tyler Tobler of Ravenna lost in the first round, as did Loomis Bertrand's Brandon Wallander. For Sergeant Burwell, the only winner in the opening round, Lane Helgoth. For Southern Valley, they had Austin Cragel and Tucker Burquest pick up first-round wins. Burquest is on to the semis. For Sutton, Tyler Bailey and Ignacio Rivera won in the first round. Bailey is on to the semis 8-2. Rivera lost 20-3. Logan Searle still to come for South Central Unified. And finally, for Central City, The first round winners were Jeremiah Dickinson, Ryan Molosik, Brad Skok, and Blaine Pop. Dickinson a winner, 11-3. Molosik loses in sudden victory, 12-10. The number one ranked wrestler wrestling with one arm, a tore up shoulder, just couldn't finish the deal. And Brad Skok pinned in the last second of his match to drop down to the WrestleBacks. Coming up at approximately 9 o'clock, the wrestling should be done. And on Classic Hits 98.9, we will have our Thursday night wrestling wrap-up. We'll hear from a couple of the coaches. We'll give you all the results, including earlier today in A and D, where Grand Island is second in A, Kearney is eighth, Hastings is ninth, and in D, nine semifinalists from Amherst, and they set number one. For now, that is a wrestling recap from State Tournament in Omaha. I'm Doug Duda.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Our life and